This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another post from r/letsnotmeet, the subreddit where people post stories of their spine-tingling encounters. Today's post, The Landlords from Hell. When I was in my early 20s and living in Chicago, I wasn't making much money. When I found this apartment, it was too good to be true. The top floor of a duplex with 6 rooms for $775 a month. The agent who showed me the apartment stressed to me that the landlords were very religious. I didn't have a problem with that, even if it did sound a little ominous. The landlords were an elderly couple that lived downstairs. They seemed okay at first. When I saw them in the yard, they would smile at me. I took good care of the house. Then, when they saw I was having my boyfriend over, things started to get really weird. One day, I was in my office writing. I hear a knock at the door. I open it, and it's the old lady from downstairs. Before I can say hello, she says, "Have you ever gotten an abortion?" I shut the door in her face. No thanks, that was a colossal mistake. The house was laid out kind of weird. There was a door at the bottom of the flight of stairs I thought led to a communal laundry room, but after accidentally opening it once, I discovered it led directly into my landlord's living room. I unfortunately learned this the hard way. I was in my kitchen cooking. My boyfriend was at work and I was by myself when I heard what sounded like the click of a door. "Okay," I say out loud. "What the F was that?" I didn't really make the connection it could have been the door that led into their living room. I walk into the hallway and look around. I don't see anyone at the end of the hallway. I poke my head into all the rooms. Nobody there. Then I look down the staircase leading to their house and the neighbor lady is standing there staring me down. I screamed. She flinched and stepped back into her apartment and swung the door shut. After that, every time I left the house, and I spent every possible moment out of the house after that incident, I would come back and something would have been moved. A window would be shut. Once the shower was dripping and my towel was damp. I couldn't lock the door because since it was technically a door to their house, they were the only ones with the key. The knocking got so frequent, 3 or 4 times a day, that me and my boyfriend propped up an old mattress so we wouldn't have to hear it while we slept. The second to last straw was when I opened the door for work and the stairs were gone. I physically could not leave my house because there were no stairs. They had been dismantled and were sitting on their porch. I called them repeatedly, but they didn't answer. Finally, their son came out of the house and explained that they were remodeling their porch. He told me I had to cut through their apartment downstairs. I descended the stairs and opened the door, and they were both sitting at their filthy kitchen table staring at me. The phone was in its cradle. They must have heard it ringing. They kept staring at me with this blank look on their faces. I crossed their kitchen and left out their back door. A few days later, I came home from my job and noticed the bathroom floor was almost completely flooded, like somebody left a faucet on or the shower on. The old woman, seeing that I had come home, came upstairs and knocked, screaming at me that I had flooded the bathroom and that her son had to come fix it. I was so run down at this point that I just told her it was okay. Her son comes by a few hours later. He is shit-faced. I opened the door and I told him that I needed an hour or so before he comes, and then he picks something up and he swings it at me. It was a massive wrench. I somehow ducked out of the way and he stumbled over. I booked it down the newly repaired stairs as quickly as possible and called the police. They came by and took down a complaint, but claimed since there was no physical contact, they can't do anything? I learned later that the old couple has a daughter on the force. In the middle of the night, me, my boyfriend, and several of his friends packed all of our stuff into a Chevy Astro. We lived in hotels and the van for a month until we found another house. They never attempted to contact us again. Old landlords, let's not meet again. And that's going to wrap up today's post. Let us know if you have any thoughts about this one in the comments below, or if you have your own story of landlords from hell. We would love to hear them. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/letsnotmeet and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Hey everyone, we hope you're enjoying our readings of popular Reddit posts. We love providing this service so that you can listen to these podcasts to pass the time, to fall asleep to, or to be entertained while still staying safe on your commute to work. We love to have the freedom to cover even more posts, but the recording and editing is time-consuming work and doesn't pay the bills. If you feel you're getting regular value out of these episodes, please consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You can donate easily by visiting anchor.fm/Reddit readers and clicking on Support This Podcast. Every little bit helps, even if it's just enough to cover our morning cup of coffee. As always, thank you so much for listening.